So our second article in Under Infections, we're having another rethink about viruses. This is really quite an interesting thought. We always think of viruses as bad things. They've got a really bad press, and for good reason. They can be killers, certainly can be very dangerous. But we need to remember that most viruses are dormant. We don't even know we've got them. Every cell will have some viral material as part of our genetics, as part of our gene pool. And for most of our life and the cell's lives, that's where they stay. They don't show themselves. They are totally quiet. So why are they there? The first point to note is that a virus is simply a bundle of nucleic acids or genetic material, RNA or DNA. Doesn't have any other life to it, doesn't live at all. It can only come out of a living cell DNA. So viruses start with out of living cells, and that's where their home is. They are very, very tiny particles, hundreds of times smaller than a bacterium, and millions of them can fit on a pinhead, as we might say. So we have quadrillions of them in the body, and as I said, most cells will have them. So what are they doing there? Well, that's a fundamental question, because as I said, we always worry about them because they cause infections. But if we see them as starting from within the cells, then they are likely to have a more important role, which is to only become activated when the cell is in trouble. So we might see them as calling out sick and tired or diseased cells, but becoming active and then basically leading to the disruption or destruction of that cell because it is no longer playing its part. It's sort of, in the sense, they're acting as cleansing or cleaning up roles. That when a cell is healthy, the viral material that it might contain remains okay, but if the cell is not healthy, then the virus manifests or expresses itself, and it can come through, or as we call it, express on the surface of the cell. And at that point, the cell becomes identified by our immune system, our innate immune system, and our adaptive immune system, and can be picked off and cleaned up as a sick cell. So we can see viruses as identifying cells that need clearing up, and that really would be an important role for them to play. And if we follow that line through, then we can see that they could become, we could share that benefit. So a sick cell could express viral material on it, and only other sick cells would become vulnerable to that. So in a sense, it would share the benefits of that selective process. And the really clever viruses, the ones that are most useful, can then be shared with other people. So the idea is that if you're in a room with someone with a cold or flu, you might get that cold or flu or not. So, you know, we're always encountering people with colds and flus, and every room will have viruses in the curtains and in the carpets. But it seems that only if you're vulnerable to that virus are you going to get it. So we can even see that that is in a way in which the virus is picking out systems that need attending to at the very least, or defences that are need firming up. So if you look at viruses more as a trouble spotter, then that puts them back into context. It means that we don't focus on the virus, because you can't kill them anyway. You focus on where they came from and look to the health of the tissues which in which they're manifesting. And that's very much part of what we do. And we look at virus problems as deficiency problems, as weakened immune system indications, as environmental pressures, or occasionally as genetic mutations. And the classic example I finish with is the herpes virus, which most of us have. Anyone who's ever had chickenpox carry herpes viruses in their nerve tissues, but most of the time, no problem. But if our system is weakened in any way, depleted in any way, then the herpes viruses can come through as a cold sore or as shingles, and that then becomes very painful and upsetting. Our approach to that is to go back and say, well, where did that deficiency come from? Where did that depletion come? Can we put that right? Rather than attacking the virus directly, which is, as we know, very challenging. Again, there's more articles to read on all this to back up this story. It's a really fascinating reorientation to what viruses are doing